Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Come and See.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus had decided to leave for Galilee, where he met Philip and said, Follow me. Now Philip came from the same town, Bethsaida, as Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth. From Nazareth, said Nathanael. Can anything good come from that place? Come and see, replied Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said to him, This here is an Israelite who deserves the name incapable of deceit. How do you know me? Said Nathanael. Before Philip came to call you, said Jesus, I saw you under the fig tree. Nathanael answered, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Now Jesus replied, You believe that just because I said, I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. And then he added, I tell you, amen, amen, most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, the angels of God, ascending and descending. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is often said in life that we really see only what we want to see. So, who and what do I really want to see? And what about you? And again, we find it difficult to believe unless we see what we want to see. It seems to me that today's reading from John's Gospel has much to say to us about seeing. The disciples who wanted to follow Jesus had already asked him where he lived, to which he had responded, Come and see. Then when Jesus met Philip, he invited him also to be his follower. And so Philip, in the true spirit of sharing, went to find Nathanael. It is interesting that Philip tells Nathanael, They have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and that he is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth. The Jews held anyone from Nazareth in low esteem. Hence Nathanael's comment, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip didn't try to convince Nathanael about Jesus. He simply said, Come and have a look. Obviously, his own attraction to Jesus, because of the goodness he saw, was enough. Now, this says a lot about the disciples' understanding of call and following. The dialogue that ensued between Jesus and Nathanael was all about seeing. Imagine how Nathanael must have felt when Jesus said to him, Here is an Israelite. Incapable of deceit. It would appear that Jesus knew the heart of this man just as he sees into the hearts of all people. Jesus had seen Nathanael's innermost longings. When Jesus tells Nathanael he saw him under the fig tree, Nathanael sees who Jesus really is, and we hear that amazing act of faith, which Martha and Peter also uttered, You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. To which Jesus responded, you believe that just because I said, I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. Amen, amen, I tell you. You will see heaven and earth laid open, and the angels of God ascending and descending. Really? In other words, you will see and have access to what is beyond, to the divine, the eternal. Yes, you will see heaven opened. This would seem to be a reference back to Jacob's dream in Genesis, when Jacob glimpsed a new reality as he saw angels ascending and descending the ladder to heaven. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven. Jesus is perhaps indicating that what Jacob saw, Nathanael will see in the Son of Man. The presence of the I Am, the house of God, the gate of heaven. Jesus called Nathanael an Israelite, a descendant of Jacob. Jacob's stairway to heaven shows the relationship between heaven and earth and the possibility of communication between the two realms for those who have eyes to see. Jesus, in his incarnation, becoming one of us, became the ladder between heaven and earth, the divine and the human. Do we want to see this amazing mystery? The relationship between the divine and the human are there for the seeing. Faith gives us eyes to see both. After a life of coming and seeing here on earth, when our time for eternal life comes, may the angels lead us into paradise and welcome us home as we too come and see. Amen.